People Live in the Cass Corridor, an anthology of short stories, and I'm Douglas Ekman. Introduction. The Cass Corridor is to Detroit what Hell's Kitchen was or is to New York City. 1.5 miles long and 5 blocks wide, the corridor is located in Detroit's central city. It gets its name from Cass Avenue, one of its main streets, and because it's wedged between the John Lodge Expressway on the west, Woodward Avenue on the east, Grand Circus Park on the south, and West Grand Boulevard, including the old General Motors building on the north. The corridor, the Cass Corridor. Once Detroit's center of culture and fine arts, towards the end of the 19th century, the Cass Corridor became synonymous with inner-city blight and crime in the 1960s. It was here that we chose to live and restore a 19th-century row house after returning to my hometown of Detroit. We included myself and Maggie, my wife-to-be. We lived there for 5 years, and they were 5 of the most memorable years of my life. These short stories actually started as a novel. However, I was reluctant to write the fictitious transitions needed to accomplish that, and I was actually more comfortable in the role of a storyteller. These stories are about our experiences while living there, and more importantly, about the people who inhabited the corridor. In 1977, when we moved there, most Detroiters didn't believe that people, good people, really lived in the Cass Corridor. Much of the corridor's reputation was earned. However, we soon discovered it was a very close-knit community, not unlike any small town made up of people, good people, who through no fault of their own attempted to live their lives in the eye of a storm.